Hi, this is James Sutorius, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
That's Italian.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Ed Robertson, along with our guests Carol Ford and Linda Groundwater. Carol and Linda are joining us via Skype. They are two of the co-authors, along with Dee Young, of Bob Crane, The Definitive Biography, a comprehensive examination of the life and career of the beloved star of Hogan's Heroes, whose accomplishments in radio and television are often overshadowed by the brutal nature of his unsolved murder and the scandalous nature of his addiction to sex. We've been devoting this particular segment to Crane's career in radio, both on the East Coast and the 10 years he hosted the morning show on KNX in Los Angeles, and the many ways in which Crane's influence on radio can still be seen and heard today. Bob Crane, The Definitive Biography, available in hardcover, paperback, as an ebook, and as an audiobook through Amazon.com. For more on the campaign to get Bob Crane inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame, vote for BobCrane.org. That's vote numeral 4, BobCrane.org. There are also two Facebook pages devoted to the Bob Crane book, Bob Crane Life and Legacy at Facebook, and Bob Crane The Definitive Biography on Facebook. We touched on the many celebrity interviews that became a part of his show. He was one of the first people to do that, certainly on the West Coast. When he came to KNX in LA, pretty much anybody who was somebody who was a star or on the rise would do the Bob Crane show. And Linda and Carol and Dee, they have a pretty comprehensive list of just about every major star who did the Bob Crane show. I just circled a couple off the top of my head. George Jessel was sort of a regular on. He was sort of a semi-regular on the show.
Yeah.
And here we've got Georgie Jessel, who originated everything that could possibly be thought of in life, and Pat Boone, who doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, he doesn't. He uses no profanity, and in fact, I was asking him how come his movie company, known as Cougar Mooga, where did he get the name? And Pat said it's because when he gets mad lots of times because he doesn't use profanity.
And I found myself,
yeah,
just not meaning to, but I found myself saying Great Cougar Mooga now, yep, and then, you know, because I don't swear and I sometimes have to say something.
You don't kiss or anything, do you?
No, I don't kiss, swear, drink. I just wear white shoes and have children.
What do you think of that, George? What do you think of that?
I mean, well, I think that are you going? I know what to think of it, but I'm not going to say it.
He's a liar?
No, no. He probably has. No, I don't think that Pat has many vices.
No.
In fact, if they do, I'm sure his virtues outnumber them. And
oh, really? That's right.
I mean, I think that's
that's almost a vice in
itself.
It's a
nice sound, Cucamonga, and I must make a note not to hear that again. No, I tell you, I'm so intrigued.
Pull the microphone in, George.
So intrigued watching you, and I had never been to one of your shows. I listened to you religiously. In fact, that's one of the only religious things I do. And I'm fascinated by what you're doing. Just what it is you're doing, I don't know. But I've never seen so much accent in my life. Drum, and he's got all kinds of things over his ears and all sorts of concoctions. He looks like, I'm trying to think of what he looks like.
He looks like an astronaut. That's what he looks
either
like.
Either that or a Jew who's gone mad.
The station, KNX, cut an album called Laughter, Sweet and Profane. And on one side is Bob, and on the other side is Pat Buttram. And Bob's side has hilariously funny interview with Jonathan Winters.
Jonathan Winters was our in-person guest around 6 months ago, and we did what Jonathan calls winging it, which means ad-lib, a routine, where we only knew what we were going to do, but not where we were going to go with it. He was the Hollywood movie producer, and I was the young, aspiring actor trying to get a job, and this was the scene. Listen.
What is it, Bob? What kind of work, what do you want to do here? What are you doing here, by the way? Who's the agent? What's his name? What's his name, Bob? What's your agent's name?
I'll be honest with you. I never met
him. How'd he get through the gate?
I never met him before.
You never met him before?
Not my agent.
What, did he find you in the street or some discovery in over an ice cream cone?
It's a thing.
What are you talking about, the old days, Bob? What do you want to do, Bob?
It's a big company, sir.
Sure, it's a big company. It's a billion-dollar company, kid. We got him going there. You're trying to tell me my business? Maybe you want to come behind the desk.
No, I don't
What
mean...
do you want, sweetheart? What is it, baby?
Now, see, you got to
be up there beside Marlena. Is that it?
You get the wrong...
Play Beau's Jest again?
No.
We're putting Willard Foster in it. Crazy kid. He's 14 years old, but he memorizes in 2 seconds.
But my agent told me that I was very good.
Did he?
He said
What's
so.
Good about you? Well, what have you done?
I've done little theater.
Little theater?
Yeah.
Stay with it. What you ought to do is stay in little theater the rest of your life. Get a little tiny place. Go off the beats. Get your friends to come in Levi's. You know, let their hair grow long. Play banjos the rest of your life.
No.
Oh, come on here. It'll drive you crazy, kid. It's
but
a big thing.
He told me I was right for the picture. He
They're making a housing project out of the whole lot. It's over, kid, for me and you and everybody. It's all going to pay TV.
And you can get that on our YouTube channel. So if anybody wanted to listen to it, they could just go over to our YouTube channel. The whole record is up there, Bob's side of it, that you could actually listen to a couple of those interviews. Jonathan Winters, which is just hilarious, and then Georgie Jessel as well.
Jonathan Winters is one of the few people who bested Bob.
Yes. Yeah, not many did, but
yeah.
Jonathan Winters sure got the best of him in that interview, and it's definitely something to check out.
One of the many people that Bob talked to on his show was Rod Serling. Now, my understanding was that Serling and Bob Crane, they were good friends in real life, and as I said, you know, Serling, you know, appeared on the Bob Crane show many times while Twilight Zone was in production. One of the things I learned in Rod in Anne Serling's book is that this is just one of those interesting dichotomies that makes us people. Rod Serling hated Hogan's Heroes, loved Bob Crane, hated Hogan's Heroes. But when you understand the backstory of Rod Serling, you understand why, because he served in World War II. And so, yes, the concept of Hogan's Heroes was the Nazis are incompetent. But as someone who saw death and who saw war and who had a very profound meaning in his life, Rod Serling could not wrap his head around that concept. But and yet he was able to make that distinction. It didn't impede his relationship with Bob Crane.
No, it did not. And you know, I actually wrote an article about this a couple of years ago, where, you know, my mom hates Hogan's Heroes. You know, her daughter wrote a book about Bob Crane and her mom hates Hogan's Heroes. It's just a two each his own.
Yeah.
You know, and yet I got to tell you, when I think of the interview that Bob and Rod Serling had on KNX, it's a fantastic interview, because what Rod Serling does is he talks about our First Amendment rights. And, you know, they get into a little back and forth where they're like, you know, they're talking about the hate mail that they receive, because everybody receives hate mail. It's inevitable. Everybody's an armchair critic. Everybody's got something to say. And Rod Serling says, you know, that's fine. You know, you have every right to not like something. You have every right to express yourself, as long as you do so in a constructive way. You know, you don't want to bully anybody and you don't want to, you know, be dangerous, but you're allowed to not like something and you're allowed to say, you know, I think this could be this way, or I think you could have done it better that way, as long as it's we as human beings don't like to be criticized, and yet we're really good at criticizing. But Rod Serling goes on and he says, having that First Amendment right to be able to say, you know, he said, bring it. I applaud it. You might hate the Twilight Zone, and I'm okay with that, because that means we live in a country that allows you to express yourself in a way that says not everybody has to like exactly the same things, and that we can be different and we should celebrate those differences.
Our guests this hour via Skype are Carol Ford and Linda Groundwater. Carol and Linda are the co-authors, along with D. Young, of Bob Crane, The Definitive Biography, a comprehensive examination of the life and career of Bob Crane that provides a full and complete history of who Bob Crane was, and just as important, who he was not. Bob Crane, The Definitive Biography, available wherever books are sold online. It's available in paperback, in hardcover, and as an ebook, Amazon.com, all the usual online retailers. There are two Facebook pages devoted to the Bob Crane book, Bob Crane Life and Legacy on Facebook, as well as Bob Crane, The Definitive Biography. And as we mentioned, if you want to get involved in the effort to get Bob Crane inducted in the National Radio Hall of Fame, vote for BobCrane.org. Vote numeral for BobCrane.org.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
One more item. If you love Ella Fitzgerald, our friend Jeffrey Mark celebrates the music of the First Lady's song every week on Jeffrey Mark Plays Ella. You can hear Jeffrey Mark Plays Ella on Megaphone and wherever else you find podcasts. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or @tvconfidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.